Hello, and welcome to the HF Propagation Prediction Report for May 2010 with me, Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Well, I hope you've been working some good DX over the last month. The sun has been misbehaving, you could say. The solar flux has been quite low, but we have had an awful lot of solar flare activity. I mean, back to the sunspots first of all, we actually went 13 days in April without a single sunspot. And in the first week of May, we've had a few more, but they are tiny and they're not doing an awful lot. And as I'm recording this, the solar flux index is only 79. But it's not all bad news, because May, or the beginning of May, marks the beginning of the sporadic E season in the Northern Hemisphere. And we're starting to see some sporadic E openings coming along. Now, last month I talked a little bit about what sporadic E is, but just to remind you, it's a seasonal thing. We don't thoroughly or completely understand what causes it, but it's characterized by short skip openings, quite strong openings actually, between 14 megs and 28, 50, and even sometimes up to 145 megahertz, but they are quite rare. And what you'll find is that you'll have very short skip conditions out to about 1,500 miles. Very, very strong signals, with lots and lots of QSB though. And it's these sporadic E clouds are patchy, if you like, and they're moving very, very quickly with high winds in the E layer. So the patches move around. And so one minute you'll find you can talk to one part of the country or one part of the world, and the next minute you find you could be talking to another. You find that sporadic E can peak in the mid-morning time and then again in the afternoon, and then sometimes you get another peak in the early evening time, and it tends to be a daytime phenomenon. You don't tend to get it at night, but you never know, you can always check. So that's really the good news. So I'd get on 28 megs and I would get on 50 megs, 6 meters, and see what you can work with sporadic E between about now and August. And already over the last few days, we've heard in the UK anyway, we've heard quite a lot of European stations. Now, one thing you can do is keep an eye open for the beacons that are around. There's an awful lot of beacons on 6 metres and 28 megs, and sometimes you'll find that you can't actually hear anybody in QSO on either 10 metres or 6 metres, but you will hear beacons, so it's worth having a look. Over in the UK, we have a list of 10 metre and 6 metre beacons, which is run by the Propagation Studies Committee. If you search for G3USF, you'll find Martin's worldwide list of beacons. And as I said, they cover 28 megs and 50 megs. And so if you can read Morse code, you can work out which beacon you're actually listening to. It doesn't matter too much if you can't read Morse code, because we've got the frequencies there. So as long as the two tie up, you can work out which beacon you're hearing. So that's a good way of finding out if there's openings on 28 megs and 50 megs if you can't actually hear anybody on the band. And it's amazing actually how often the band is open, but there's just nobody using it. Just today, I've heard quite a few beacons from Italy and Spain coming into the UK, but the band has otherwise seemed completely dead. So as I said, do try some sporadic E openings over the next month. Okay, now every now and again we talk about some of the DX propagation tools that are available, such as VoaCap, VoaProp, W6EL Prop, AceHF is another one that we've talked about in the past. And today I want to talk about another one which I've been playing with, which is WinCap Wizard. That's WinCap Wizard. It's from a company called Tabersoft, and I'll just spell that for you. That's www.tabersoft, TabersoftTabor.com, and they produce WinCap Wizard. There's a fairly new version that's now out, and it's what they call QSLware. They have a cut down version of the program called QSLware. So if you like it, you send them a QSL card. If you like it, the program, you can actually pay and for the full download, which I think is about $65, and that's got a few more enhancements in it. But it's worth them downloading and trying WinCap Wizard anyway. At the first glance, you might think it's a little bit complicated, but read the manual and stick with it and you'll be okay. First off, it's got a beacon facility, so you put in your location, you put in the solar flux figures for today, and also you put in your antenna and what sort of gain you've got, and you come up with a real-time Mercator map of the world that shows you the various beacons that are on 14.1, 18.1, 21.1. 24.93 and 28.2. That's the international beacon chain. So that's WinCat Wizard in terms of beacons. Now what you can also do is you can analyze a path, and it will go away and it will work it out, and then it will come up with the chart for you. And the chart, you can really configure the chart how you want to show, again, the signal-to-noise ratio, the takeoff angle, the reliability of the path, whatever you want. Anyway, that's it for this program. See you next month with another HF propagation report. So good DX until then from Steve G0K.